over pay and job conditions yesterday. NHS providers says the action will add even more pressure to an already challenging situation. Our reporter John Craig explains the areas Unison Union says will be affected.
London, Yorkshire, the North West, North East, South West. It's Wednesday the 11th of January and Monday the 23rd of January. An escalation of this week's action, says the union, and involve all ambulance employees, not just the 999 response crews.
Meanwhile, ambulance workers in Wales have voted to strike again too, with the dates to be announced early next year. Health officials say Strep A is driving near record demand for services, with the deaths of five more children in England in the last week. 21 young people are believed to have died because of the infection since September. More cases of scarlet fever caused by the Strep A bacteria have been recorded. Infectious diseases expert Professor Shirani Skriskandan says low numbers in recent years has impacted the current situation.
Children that would normally have been building up immunity when they were 3, 4, 5 years old have not had that opportunity to build up immunity. And I'm talking specifically about Strep A. I'm not talking about some sort of general type of immunity.
People in Scotland will be able to apply to change their gender from the age of 16. MSPs have voted for reforms to make the application process for a gender recognition certificate easier. The Home Office says 42 people who had no right to be in the UK have been returned to Albania. The group includes some who arrived via the Channel in small boats. Drivers are being warned to prepare for long queues as millions of people plan journeys to spend Christmas with family. The AA is predicting almost 17 million trips will be made across the UK tomorrow. And Liverpool and Manchester City will battle it out for a place in the quarterfinals of the League Cup tonight. The sides meet at the Etihad Stadium. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good evening, you're listening to 98FM, Phoenix 98FM even. I'm John Chubb, welcome into this week's non-league hour.
Nice to have.
Elton John, Step Into Christmas, with Big Day not far away now. It's the last edition of the Non-League Hour before Christmas. I'm John Chubb. I'm here until 8pm with the latest news of the Non-League teams across our area. Now, last Saturday's programme of fixtures was completely decimated by the weather. We had the FA Trophy third round, but only one of our local teams actually had their fixture take place on Saturday, and that was Highbury Swifts of ESPN North, who faced Hungerford Town, who are currently at the foot of the National League South. Now, Steve Tilson Swifts even had a very good result in the previous round when they caused a huge upset. They beat Hereford of the National League North at Scrady Road, and there were high hopes that they could do the same this time, especially when Ross Wall gave Swifts a 32nd minute lead. But Hungerford equalised just after the hour mark. It finished one apiece, and in a resulting penalty shootout, Hungerford won 5-3, and they go through to the fourth round. Dagenham and Redbridge tie their tie against Uxbridge, who play in ESPN South Central. That was postponed on Saturday and eventually played on Tuesday night. And it was a thumping victory for the Daggers against their step four opponents. They won 5-1. Omar Musa put the Daggers in front after 8 minutes. Then there was a brace from Junior Marias to give them a 3-0 lead at the interval. Whittam of Uxbridge scored an own goal 7 minutes into the second half. They replied, Uxbridge, but Paul McCallum scored Dagenham and Redbridge's fifth with 6 minutes to go. And so they are now in the next round. Another tie postponed on Saturday was Braintree Town's trip to Farnborough, and that was played also on Tuesday night, and finished two apiece. Kyron Clements and Jack Corley were the scorers for Braintree, and they won 5-4 on penalties, so they go through as well. And another tie postponed on Saturday took place on Tuesday night at Roots Hall, where Southend United faced fellow National League side Boreham Wood, and they also went through. There was supposed to be another tie postponed from Saturday last night at Melbourne Park, where Chelmsford City of the National League South were due to face Wealdstone of the National League in their third round tie. But as the game was near kickoff, there was a huge amount of fog descending onto the pitch at Melbourne, and the referee initially delayed the kickoff. Didn't actually make a decision until about 8:30, and I think all the spectators were sort of waiting around, and eventually postponed the match. So that one is still to go ahead. The winners will be away to York City of the National League in the fourth round. Dagenham and Redbridge have drawn Maidenhead United at home, another National League side managed by West Ham legend Alan Devonshire, of course. A tricky task for Braintree Town at the next stage. They are away to Eastleigh of the National League. Southend have another home tie, though they will face Darlington at Roots Hall. Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing him behind his back. Pouring rain, very strange.
any lane there is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of a queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
Beatles and Penny Lane.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So looking at the Isthmian Premier League, there were only two fixtures on Saturday, one of which involved Billericay Town, and they travelled across to Kent to take on Cray Wanderers, and quite a match it proved to be. But Billericay were on the losing side in the end against Cray, for whom Anthony Cook, former Chelmsford City player, gave them a 13th minute lead. And they made it 2-0 on 69 minutes before Bradley Stevenson replied twice for Billericay to make it 2-2, the second one coming from the penalty spot. Then Cray scored a third 7 minutes from time before Marvel Ekpeteta levelled the scores for Billericay again 3 minutes from time, but there was a late winner for Cray, and they ended up winning the match by 4-3. Not a great afternoon for Canvey Island. They travelled down to West Sussex to take on Horsham on Saturday, and they ended up losing 2-0. Billericay were back in action on Tuesday night when they took on Aveley at New Lodge. Billericay, that is, won 2-0. Matt Price scored 6 minutes after the interval, and there was a late second from new signing Easy Ebuzurimi to make the final score, Billericay Town 2, Aveley 0. The Isthmian North, incidentally, was completely wiped out on Saturday. No fixtures whatsoever. There was one game on Tuesday night, though. Heybridge Swifts, following their FA Trophy exit, they travelled up to Suffolk to take on Bury Town, but they lost that one by a goal to nil. Swifts remain in fourth place, though AFC Sudbury still top, hashtag United Stowmarket, and lowest oft the other teams in playoff positions in the Isthmian North. By the way, Hornchurch is still top of the Isthmian Premier, and Canvey still fifth, despite that defeat. And Bishop Stortford, Pottersbar, Cray, Wanderers, they are the other teams currently in the playoff spots. Aveley just outside in sixth place. Billericay Town, they moved up to 10th following a victory over Aveley on Tuesday night.
Join Patrick Shearing for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Jump into your me that I gotta leave. Right away, everybody is the enemy. Deep breaths from the room where I watch you lie. Any beat from your heart gets me through the night. You're my love, you're my death, you're my alibi. Say this isn't good. Don't let the light go out. Don't let the light go out. Don't let the light go out. A rush of blood floods hot thoughts in my head. Red roses sitting silently beside the bed. I say more right now than I ever said.
That's a cover song from Panic at the Disco, and it's called Don't Let the Light Go Out. And before that, we heard Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. 26 minutes past 7 on this Thursday evening. It's the non-league hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Jordan Chubb. And not much else to say about Saturday. There were no matches in the Southern League Division 1 Central, so both of our local sides, Waltham Abbey and Waltham Stowe, were out of action. No games at all in the Essex Senior League, which was completely wiped out on Saturday, but there was one midweek match which took place at Ashton Playing Fields last night, where Woodford Town hosted Stansted and the visitors won by 3-1. That result meant the Stansted remain in fourth place, but they're now 3 points clear of fifth place West Essex, who have a game in hand on them. Enfield remain top, Redbridge in second place, and FC Claxton currently third. And there were no matches at all in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South on Saturday. A few bits of transfer news to tell you about, and I'll do that after we've heard George Michael. This is December Song.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. May your every New Year dream come true.
December song, the melody that saved me on those less than silent nights.
Well, the snow would fall upon my bed,
white sugar from Jesus,
and take me to the day. She could always
smile,
the virgin child would always show, you see, just to say,
just to say,
there was always Christmas time to wipe the year away. I guess the mom and dad decided that the war would have to wait. There was always Christmas time, Jesus came to stay. I could believe in peace on earth, and I could watch TV all day. So I dreamed of Christmas. Maybe since you've gone, I went a little crazy. God knows they can see the child.
But the snow that falls upon my bed,
that loving I needed, falls every single day. For each and every child, the virgin smiles for all to see. But you kept her from me. It was always Christmas time to wipe the year away. I guess that mom and dad decided that the war would have to wait. It was always Christmas time, Jesus came to stay. I could believe in peace on earth, and I could watch TV all day. So I dreamed of Christmas. Yes, I dreamed like you.
There he is, the much missed George Michael December song, I Dreamed of Christmas. Just gone on 7:30 on a Thursday night. It's the non-league hour, the last one before Christmas with me, John Chubb. Just to let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM the rest of tonight. Paul Golder is here with Resurrection from 8 till 10. And it's bumper to bumper with Gareth Williams between 10 and midnight. So, a couple of bits of local non-league transfer news. There's a new face at Dagenham and Redbridge. They yesterday announced the signing of Dutch-born forward Sydney Ibe. He's 20 years old and 6'6", and he's a winger. And he's joined the Daggers from Isthmian League side Northwood FC on a deal which will see him at the club until the end of the season, with the option to extend for a further year in the club's favour. So that's a new arrival at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. A couple of bits of transfer news from the Isthmian North as well. Grays Athletic have signed Chase Grant from Southern League side Welling Garden City. He is a winger, last in Isthmian player at the start of last season, winning by 13 appearances for Chalfont St Peter. Also played for Berkhamsted before joining Welling at the start of this season. His other previous clubs include Beaconsfield Town and Walton Casuals, but now he's made the move to Essex and joined Grays. And there's a new face at Coggeshall Town who has joined them from Grays. That's Josh Asude. He only arrived at Grays in the summer, but he's now left to join Coggeshall. He ended last season with Witham Town, scoring 7 goals in 12 matches, and he was a big factor in helping Witham avoid relegation to the Essex Senior League at the end of last season. And that was his last match for Witham, actually, was in the relegation playoff over Saffron Walden Town. And he scored in that game. He joined Witham from Hashtag United. That's another former club of his where he made 15 appearances. He had two spells there, in fact, and in between he also played in the National League South for Braintree Town. And Tilbury is another one of his former clubs. But now he's opted to join Coggeshall Town, struggling at the foot of the table. So they will be very glad indeed of having a new face there.
Having a Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
Going to take a look at the fixtures coming up very soon.
And I've been feeling like a blank white page, and I'm giving out my paper cuts in rage. But then I've grown to know that it's meant to hurt. If it doesn't work, it is alright. In time, I know we'll be fine. When I'm living in my mind,
I never can.
Oh,
And that's the Manic Street Preachers and Ghost of Christmas. Before that, we heard Indigo Bay and a song called Paper Cuts.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, my final task now is to have a look at the forthcoming fixtures over the next 7 days in the various leagues. Starting off in the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge have a home match on Boxing Day against Maidstone United. Daggers currently in 13th place, Maidstone just above the drop zone in 20th. And although Daggers are in mid-table, it's a pretty tight affair. They're only 4 points outside the playoff spots, where Southend United still are. In sixth place, to be precise, and they have a home match on Boxing Day at Roots Hall against Bromley, who are currently in 11th place. Meanwhile, looking at the National League South, there is a local derby at Melbourne Park on Boxing Day at 3 p.m. Chelmsford City versus Braintree Town. Concord travel to Cheshire for Boxing Day. Incidentally, that's an early kickoff. That starts at 12:30. And Braintree, they're back in action next Thursday when they face Chippenham Town at Cressing Road. It's been Premier, meanwhile. Billericay Town host struggling Brightling Sea Region, currently bottom of the table on Boxing Day at New Lodge. Leaders Hornchurch are away to second place Bishop Stortford. That's the big game of Boxing Day in the Isthmian Premier. Canvey Island, currently fifth place, Bells and Bitsy, struggling in the drop zone, still with only two wins out of their 19 league fixtures, and they're currently in 20th place. Meanwhile, Aveley, they're not in action Boxing Day. They're playing the following day on the Tuesday. They have a 1 p.m. kickoff away to relegation strugglers Corinthian Casuals. Aveley going to that match in sixth place. Isthmian North, meanwhile, there is one fixture tomorrow night, the last one before Christmas. Holbridge Sports are playing at home to Basildon United. And Boxing Day fixtures read as follows. Grays Athletic face Witham Town. Hashtag United take on Brentwood Town. There's a local derby at Scraley Road. Heybridge Swifts take on their big rivals Malden and Tiptree. Lowestoft versus Goulston. New Salamis versus Great Wakering Rovers. Tilbury face near neighbours East Thurrock United. Wroxham Stowmarket is the other match. And a couple of matches on Tuesday night. League leaders AFC Sudbury take on Bury Town. Coggeshall Town still searching for their first win, as I've said, travel to Felixstowe Walton United. I said Tuesday night, they're actually lunchtime kickoffs. Both of those matches are going to be played at 1 p.m. Suddenly, Division 1 Central, meanwhile, on Boxing Day, Waltham Abbey face Walthamstow at Cappershots. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, there is one match tomorrow night, which is at Maysbrook Park, Barking taking on their tenants, Romford. Incidentally, talking of Romford, going to be doing a feature on them on the show in a couple of weeks' time on Thursday, the 5th of January, the first show of 2023. And I'm going to be talking to some of the people from the club, including the manager, Steve Butterworth. That's ahead of their FA fourth round tie away to Jersey Bull. So that's going to be included on the first non-league hour of the new year. That's on Thursday, the 5th of January at 7 p.m. So that's the last fixture before Christmas in the Isthmian, in the Essex Senior League, Barking versus Romford. Boxing Day, FC Claxton face Little Oakley. Stanway Rovers take on leaders Enfield, and Takeley take on Halstead Town. One three matches on Tuesday. Saffron Walden Town face Stansted at a 1 o'clock kickoff. A couple of games at 2 p.m. West Essex versus Saltbridgeworth Town, and a South East Essex derby with White Ensign taking on struggling Southend Manor. And there's a game on Wednesday night, the 28th of December, Buckhurst Hill. They were at home to Woodford Town. And finally, let's take a look at the fixtures coming up in the Thurlow Non-Division 1 North, shall we? South, rather. Oh, dear. Three fixtures on Boxing Day. Burnham Ramblers, they're at home to Basildon Town. Leaders Fremford enter today Barkingside, and Wivenhoe Town at home to Stanway Pegasus. And there is one match the following day on the 27th, of Tuesday. Wormley Rovers, they face Enfield Borough. Right now, here come the Kaiser Chiefs. How to Dance.
Stop thinking about it, I just stop thinking about it. So come and take a ride with me. There ain't no doubt about it. Tonight I'm gonna teach you how to dance. Stop thinking about it. So come and take a ride with me. There ain't no doubt about it. Tonight I'm gonna teach you how to dance. Buried in my eyes.
Sam Fender and Wild Grey Ocean. So I've run through the fixtures for Boxing Day and beyond. Plenty of fixtures on Boxing Day, which is often a good time to go watch some football. So plenty to choose from, and normally I attract decent crowds with local derbies and things on Boxing Day as well. So if you get the chance, go out and support one of our local non-league sides. Now, Rob West, it was good to hear him back on Phoenix FM earlier between 6 and 7 when he looked after things. And I heard him play some specials in tribute to Terry Hall, who we sadly lost earlier this week at the age of only 63. I'm going to do a full tribute Saturday week on the New Year's Eve edition of Phoenix Sport. And it's going to be my regular musical feature on that show, the post-match warm down. I'm going to play one track from the specials in the meantime, though. This is A Message to You, Rudy. Thanks for your company this week. That's just about it from me. If you can, tune in on Saturday afternoon, Christmas Eve, 3 till 6 p.m. I shall be here with a special Christmas Eve edition of Phoenix Sport. There's no live sport on Saturday, so I'm just going to play 3 hours of great music and have a chat in between about some of the sporting highlights of 2022 as well. I hope you can join me for that. If not, I wish you a very, very happy Christmas, and I hope you can join me again next Thursday for the very last non-league hour of 2022, which will be on the air between 7 and 8 p.m. I'm going to leave you now with the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York. Paul Golder is here in a few moments with Resurrection. A very good night to you.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man's
to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time. When all our dreams come true,
they got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold. But the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
They're almost dead on a trip in that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you're cheap and you're haggard. Happy Christmas, you're our side, pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus to sing.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.